WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, incredible humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. You know, that ancient philosophy that's basically a toolkit for navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a calm and collected mind. It's all about finding strength, wisdom, and courage in the midst of chaos, even when it feels like the world is spinning faster than atop a circus. Ever feel like you're constantly stuck between yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's worries? Like your mind's playing hopscotch between what already happened and what might happen, leaving the present moment completely ignored? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the kicker. True happiness, true peace, that magical feeling of being truly alive, it all hinges on mastering the art of living in the present moment. Today, we're diving deep into this powerful Stoic principle, focusing on what's right here, right now. Let me share 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of the present moment. First up, remember this. Dwelling on the past is like trying to chase a butterfly with your bare hands, frustrating and ultimately futile. You can't change what already happened, but you can learn from it and move forward. Don't let yesterday's shadows hold you back from embracing today's sunshine. Think of it like this. Every new day is a blank canvas waiting for you to paint your masterpiece. Second, stop stressing about the future. It's tempting to worry about what might go wrong, but that just creates unnecessary anxiety and steals your joy in the present. Focus on what you can control: your actions, your thoughts, your responses. Remember, worrying about something doesn't change its outcome, it just messes with your peace of mind right here, right now. Third, practice mindfulness. This isn't some mystical mumbo jumbo, folks. It's simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, really feel the air entering and leaving your lungs. Notice the sensations around you, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your coffee. You'll be amazed at how much richness there is in the simple act of being present. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Instead of dwelling on what you lack, focus on what you have. A roof over your head, a loving family, the ability to learn and grow. These are all gifts to cherish. When you practice gratitude, you shift your perspective from scarcity to abundance, and that brings a whole new level of happiness into your life. And finally, remember this. Life is happening now. Every moment is an opportunity to experience something new, to connect with others, to learn and grow. Don't let it pass you by. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in a good book or movie? Time melts away, the world outside fades into background noise, and you're fully immersed in the story. That's what living in the present moment feels like, a state of pure presence and awareness. Think about the last time you had a truly meaningful conversation with someone. You were listening attentively, sharing your thoughts and feelings openly, connecting on a deeper level. That connection wouldn't have been possible if either of you was caught up in past worries or future anxieties. So, how can we bring this mindful living into our everyday routines? Remember those 5 key takeaways. Let go of the past, stop stressing about the future, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and live in the now. Think of it like building a muscle. The more you practice focusing on the present moment, the stronger that muscle becomes. Start small, take a few minutes each day to just breathe deeply, notice your surroundings, and appreciate the simple things. You'll be surprised at how much this can transform your life. Don't forget, folks, happiness isn't something you chase, it's something you cultivate. And you cultivate it right here, right now. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom, and remember to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep living fully in the present moment, because that's where life truly unfolds.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.